John Atello is here, Chief Executive Officer at the Jackson Y, with Paula Autry, the President and CEO, Henry Ford Allegiance Health. Big announcement today, Shauna.
Yes, sir. We're so excited to be here. Thank you for having us on the show. And special thanks to my friend Paula. She's got a busy day today, but she was able to make it her first time in the studio at WKHM.
So. I was afraid you'd get lost, Paula.
I didn't. It's beautiful back here.
It is. It is.
So I think I'll turn it over to Paula. This is her announcement. Well, it's both of our announcement, but we're pretty excited about our future growth, our growth of our partnership. We've been partners, but it's getting bigger and better.
It's a big collaboration, isn't it, Paula?
Absolutely. Well, good morning, and we are so thrilled to build on our long-term partnership between Henry Ford Allegiance Health and the Jackson YMCA. As you remember, back in February of last year, we announced a $1 million gift, which is not our biggest gift, but matches one of our biggest gifts in the health system's history for a commitment for the new YMCA. But we're thrilled to announce the installation of a health center at the YMCA, at the new YMCA, that will provide sports medicine, orthopedic services, cardiac rehab, and then wellness services to the community.
Boy, that takes you to the next level, right?
It really does. It's I'll be honest, it's a dream come true for me personally. Having been at the Y for quite a few years now, I've shared with Paula and members of her team that roughly a third of the people that walk through the doors at the YMCA are there because of some health incident, or they're there on a very clear recommendation from their doctor or their healthcare provider. Mm-hmm. You need to become more active. You need to establish a healthy living routine. And we're so excited now to be able to take healthy living and really make it bigger, better, and more comprehensive through this in-facility partnership. When we give a new member a tour, we take them through the wellness center. We're well-equipped to support people. We have outstanding coaches and trainers. But to be able to add that medically supported guidance, to be able to do more in terms of post-surgery, helping set people up for a long-term plan, really establishing that continuum of care for people in our community, and particularly people who might not feel comfortable walking into a health center otherwise.
Yeah, they're really adding professionals, aren't they?
Absolutely. And it's an expansion of our services. We've seen a significant growth in our orthopedics and sports medicine programs. And so we needed additional capacity also. So it was a great opportunity for us to expand services.
And more exposure for you guys.
Absolutely. And as Shauna said, it's a natural partnership. We're going to have walk-in services available. And in that community that really has so many needs, it's an important investment for us in that community.
Are we getting into types of services yet, or is it too early for that?
Well, there have been a lot of discussions about the types of services. We know that our focus is on establishing a strong continuum of care, holding people's hands from, like I said, from that health incident into their long-term healthy living journey. So we've talked about sports medicine rehab. We've talked about cardiac rehab. One of the areas I'm particularly excited about is nutrition. We get asked a lot about nutrition, and we know that nutrition is key to healthy living, but for everybody, depending on your health background, nutrition might look a little bit different. So to have access to professionals that can guide individuals in the area of nutrition especially is particularly exciting for me. One of the highlights of our new facility, in addition to Henry Ford having space, is that we have a teaching kitchen. So our hope is that we'll be able to continue our partnership with other service providers for food distribution, and then also add classes on how to teach or how to prepare these foods that we distribute, healthy cooking, healthy eating, and add that nutrition component with guidance from medical professionals. It's really exciting.
Paula, sports medicine has become just enormous, hasn't it?
It has, and it's really grown for us at Henry Ford Allegiance Health. We're proud to say that we are supporting most of the schools in the general area in sports medicine. We're building on our Pistons relationship and our Performance Center relationship. So for us, it's a cornerstone of a service to the community. And we're really looking forward to building on our wellness services. It's not something that we've done as much here as at Allegiance, but Henry Ford Health System and our facilities in Southeast Detroit have a really strong infrastructure, so we're going to build on that and really listen to the community around what's needed there. So we know the sports medicine, we know the physical therapy, the cardiopulmonary, but the wellness components, we're really going to just hear from the community as far as what they need and what they can utilize.
I've been around a long time. It's amazing to see the incremental changes in the hospital 5, 10, 15 years. It's almost stunning.
It's a phenomenal transformation, and I have to always give credit to my predecessor, Georgia Fatasek, who did such great work over the legacy of her career. So she gave me a great platform, and then along with the Henry Ford relationship, it's really taken us to the next level as far as investment in the facility, growth of services, getting additional providers to the community. So I think it's a wonderful asset to this community.
And this does a lot, Sean, I imagine, for your recruiting.
Well, it does. It does. But if I could circle back to Henry Ford Allegiance and the work that they're doing in the community, it's really become clear that Henry Ford Allegiance is invested in Jackson and will continue to invest in Jackson and the people that live, work, and play here. And I think the contribution to our capital campaign and now the facility partnership are just a demonstration of that true commitment to Jackson, to the residents of Jackson, and to improving the health of the people that live here. So I just want to express that gratitude to Henry Ford Healthcare System as a whole, and specifically Henry Ford Allegiance, and all the organizations that have contributed to our capital campaign and continue to invest in our community by supporting the Y. It's really exciting, and it's a demonstration of what we can do here in Jackson when we all come together and wrap our arms around a need. A need for a new facility for an organization, but also a need to improve community health.
Any update on as far as the building?
Yes. So I believe I came on the show a couple of months ago and announced that we had hired Granger as our construction manager. We do have a construction timeline in place right now. We're actually in the middle of our bidding period right now. So local subcontractors are encouraged to bid through Granger. Many, many, many projects available to local subcontractors. And we expect that we'll have the guaranteed maximum price by the end of October. And we hope to be putting a shovel in the ground in the first quarter of 2022. We know that the project will take about 16 months to complete. Mm-hmm. So at the end of that period, we'll be opening our doors. And the exciting thing is that we have this partnership established and strengthened right now. So we can begin right now to plan our programming and services that we'll provide. And we'll be ready to execute the day the doors open.
You know, I remember the day you took over, and I just said to myself, how are we going to get there?
Right.
How are we going to get there? And it's right there.
It is. It's right at our fingertips. And it's pretty powerful, like I said, a pretty powerful statement of what the Y means to Jackson, but also to Jackson's priorities. You know, our mission is to put Christian principles into practice through programs that build healthy spirit, mind, and body. And we always capitalize "for all" at the very end of our mission statement. Spirit, mind, and body for all. And the Y is committed for the past 125 years to building a healthier spirit, mind, and body. We're going to listen to the community. We're going to evolve over 125 years, but ultimately we exist to serve our members and the broader community, providing programs and services that build a healthier spirit, mind, and body. So this partnership is really just a natural fit for us.
Mm-hmm.
There are examples all over the country of YMCAs in major healthcare partnerships with major healthcare systems, but I think this will be unique in that they're right in the house and we'll be able to collaborate on existing programs and develop new ones based on what we're hearing from our participants.
Paul, I know you got to jump on an airplane, but I've got to ask you about COVID before you take off here. How are you guys handling it?
Well, we're holding up from a number standpoint. We've been hanging in the high teens. I think we were at 20 yesterday, which is not as high as we were during the busiest times. Challenges for us are our staff is exhausted, staffing shortages. We're finding because there's spikes other places, agency help is pulling a lot of our staff away to much more lucrative positions. So I continue to applaud our team members. They continue to dig deep for this community. And so just want to continue to support them. But right now, we've been fortunate. We continue to see the vaccination rates in the community go up. So all of that will continue to keep
the surge down. How important are the vaccinations?
They're critical. And I know there's a lot of concern about the vaccination, the newness. We're fortunate to have the FDA approval of Pfizer. But they're critical. All the evidence points to that. And until we can really get everyone to that point of immunity, we're going to continue to see these variants continue.
Notre Dame, Toledo, Saturday.
Well, go Irish.
We just had Brian Kelly on talking about how great Toledo was. I had to laugh at that. Shauna, thanks so much for coming out. Exciting news, certainly for the Y and Henry Ford Allegiance.
Absolutely. Thank you for having us, Greg.
Thanks, Paul.
Thank you.